Welcome to the Manifest With Me podcast. I'm your host, Kira Dickinson, and I'm here to remind you that anything is possible. My mission is to show you that your dreams are a lot closer than you think, and there's no limit to what you can accomplish when you simply get out of your own way. Let this be your space to transform your mindset, reset your energy, and manifest all that you desire. If you're looking to live a happy, fulfilled, and abundant life, then you are definitely in the right place. Hello, beautiful, talented, radiant souls, and lovely listeners of today's episode. I am so, so happy you are here. So I just made a hot green tea. We are getting caffeinated and ready to go. Okay, guys, so I have a lot of things that I want to talk about on today's topic, so let's freaking dive in. But before we get into our wonderful episode today, all about our ego versus our higher self, I want to share some of your guys' community manifestation success stories. So the first one is from Lynn, who wrote to me on Instagram saying, "Hi Kira, I'm a 73-year-old big fan all the way from Perth, Western Australia. The other week I was listening to your podcast episode number 34 and you suggested we ask for a sign that we are on the right path. Well, I asked the universe to give me a sign by playing the Pink song, Can We Pretend? After a week, there was nothing. I was beginning to think this wasn't gonna happen. Anyhow, today my phone was in another part of the house. I looked down at my watch and it said, now playing, and you will never believe what song was showing. Yes, it was Can We Pretend by Pink. Although I didn't have my earplugs in and I couldn't really hear the song, I am sure this is the sign that I have been waiting for. I haven't played this song on any of my devices for months, so I'm thinking that this is a sign that I'm on the right path in my life. I also checked my phone and iPad and it is just on my watch. I really wanted to share this with you. I listen every week." Oh my gosh, thank you so much for sharing your story, Lynn. That is such a beautiful sign from the universe. And I'll keep saying this, you guys, but don't be afraid to have a little fun. Don't be afraid to play some games with the universe. Ask for a sign. The universe wants to help you guys. It wants to communicate with you guys. All right, so our next manifestation success story is from one of our lovely listeners, Mimi. And this week, Mimi wrote to me on Instagram saying, "Kira, I have a manifestation success story, which I didn't know I was manifesting. So you already know that I'm a tarot reader, but I also love oracle cards. I currently only have one oracle card deck, and I have felt for a long time that I needed a new deck. Today, with the course of my university, we had a practice in a printing house, and in this house, they actually print oracle and tarot decks. So I saw an oracle deck that I was immediately drawn to, and so I asked where I could buy it. And guess what? The woman offered me to gift me this deck, and I accepted that with an open heart. And I think the universe today gifted me this beautiful deck. I am so grateful. This deck is specifically about the Scandinavian runes, and guess what? You can't find it anywhere in Bulgaria. And actually, for a long time, I have been drawn to these runes." Oh my gosh, that is so amazing, Mimi. Thank you so much for sharing your story. I'm so, so happy for you, and I can't wait for you to dive into your new oracle card deck. So friends, this is your friendly reminder to share your manifestation success stories. I would be absolutely honored to share them on the podcast. Go ahead and DM them to me on Instagram. All my information is in the show notes below. And another quick announcement and request is that if you guys could all please fill out the short survey, also in the show notes, it'll take less than 5 minutes, I swear. And it would help me so much in just letting me know how I can best support you guys as I plan out 2024's content, new episodes, and a upcoming one-on-one coaching program, which I'm so excited for. And as a thank you, I will be giving away free one-on-one coaching sessions to 5 people who complete the survey at random. So honestly, you guys, your chances of winning are quite high. So the link is in the show notes below, and I would love to hear from you. Okay, friends, let's switch gears to the topic of today's episode, which is all about our ego versus our higher self. And I wanted to do this episode because what I'm constantly hearing is, Kira, how do I know whether something is coming from my ego versus coming from my higher self or source consciousness? Or I hear things like, so I really want to make a decision to take this big leap, like build a business, quit my job, put myself out there, but I have all these thoughts that are holding me back. Is this just my ego talking? And if so, how can I get rid of it? So friends, we are going to cover all of that in today's episode. And to start things off, let's just make things really, really simple because I am a fan of making things as simple as possible. Simplicity is like a soothing bubble bath for our minds. So what if I told you this? Every thought, every emotion, every experience can be a result of one of two sources: ego or higher self. Everything else in life is just a derivative of these two things. For instance, lack versus abundance, fear versus love, and so forth. Again, you guys, for the purpose of simplicity, this is the foundation that we are going to start off with. And of course, there's like a spectrum within both of these categories. There are going to be some things that probably feel like gray areas, but stick with me for now, okay? So the reason why I think it's important to talk about our ego versus our higher self is because, well, actually, I want you guys to think of it like this. Think of your family or friends. There is probably someone in your family who is like the designated driver whenever you guys go somewhere together. And this person is a freaking really good driver, cool, calm, collected at the steering wheel, and is more than capable of getting you to where you want to go. And when you're in the car with them, you trust them. You don't have to worry about them following the wrong directions or potentially getting you guys into an accident. Instead, you just sit back, relax, scroll on your phone, put your headphones in, look out the window, listen to your audiobook, and do whatever it is that you want to do on that road trip. Now, I want you to think of someone else. Someone who, on the flip side, when they get in the driver's seat, you're like, oh Lord, please help us today. This is the person where you are hyper-vigilant of. Your eyes are constantly on the road when they're driving. You're constantly looking at the blind spots being like, oh my gosh, it's a red light. Stop, stop, stop. You're clutching your seat. You're on your toes and you just cannot relax until you get out of the car. You're stressed out. Your driver friend is stressed out. You guys might start fighting or arguing. And if someone cuts in front of them, they start cussing out this person immediately. And basically, when this person is driving, it is a hot mess. Okay, so the reason why I use this example, I promise you guys it's relevant, but the reason why is because the first example is what it feels like when our higher self is in control, when our higher self is leading the way, when our higher self is in the driver's seat. Versus the second example is how it feels when our ego is in the driver's seat. And if you've listened to my previous episodes, then you know I love the car in the driver's seat analogy or metaphor for explaining how these different parts within ourselves all work together to influence our thoughts, our beliefs, our mindset, our decisions, our actions, which ultimately leads to the reality that we live in today. So let me just say, in our journey to uplevel our life, in our journey to step into the best version of ourselves and manifest all that we desire, the top things that I see holding us back from that are, number one, we are unable to differentiate the voice of the ego from the higher self. Number two, we try and kick our ego to the curb, kick it out of the car, and continue on our road trip without it. Or number three, we punish and we judge ourselves when we can't seem to be in higher self mode all of the time. So today, what we're going to do is talk about all of that. In fact, we are going to talk about how we can use both the ego and the higher self to manifest, and it's going to be, you guys, so freaking amazing. This is like one of the major things I had to go through in order to really level up my manifestations, in order to really level up my life. So I'm so honored to be sharing this with you all today. All right, so let's first talk about how to differentiate the voice of the ego and differentiate the voice of the higher self. So starting with the ego, ego tends to be fear-based, which means that ego operates from a place of fear, from a place of insecurity or a need for validation. Ego is also judgmental. The ego tends to judge and criticize both ourselves and others. It's also the voice of comparison. It's constantly measuring itself against others. It desires control. The ego seeks control and can feel threatened by uncertainty. It's attached to outcomes. So the ego is often attached to like one specific result, and it can feel really disappointed or upset when things don't go as planned. And then last, ego is like constantly bringing up unnecessary stuff. Like the egoic mind is often characterized by a constant stream of thoughts and mental chatter that you're like, oh my gosh, can we just pause for a second? So you guys might be thinking, okay, if ego is so annoying, then why do we even have it in the first place? And you guys, this question is what has fueled centuries of philosophical, neurological, psychological debate. But what I will say is that our brain, where our ego lies, was never made to make us happy. It was made, it was designed, it was created to help us survive. Let me repeat that. The ego is not here to make you happy. It is here to help you survive. So in the past, our ancestors faced numerous threats and challenges in their environments, like predators, scarcity of resources, and other competing tribes. And in those situations, the ability to assess risks, plan for the future, and prioritize one's needs for survival was absolutely necessary in order for you to stay alive. So the ego, as part of our evolutionary heritage, developed to ensure our species' continuation. It's like this vigilant guardian who is always scanning the environment for potential threats and opportunities. So when the ego feels threatened, it's gonna react with fight, flight, or freeze responses, all geared towards your survival. When the lion is chasing you, you immediately want to run away. You want your heart rate high. You want your blood pumping. You want to get out of danger as soon as possible. And that is what the ego is here for you to do. It's here to look for threats. It's here to be like, oh my gosh, where might there be danger? And where can I run? What direction can I go in? So here is the twist. In our modern, relatively safe environment that we live in today, the threats our ancestors faced have evolved. The ego, however, has not caught up yet. It still perceives things like social rejection, failure, or loss as potential threats to our survival, which means that it triggers stress responses that might seem very disproportionate or not appropriate to the situation that we're facing at hand. So while the ego might not always contribute to our happiness, it actually does serve a very important role in navigating our life. And that is exactly why the key to overcoming our ego is not to actually get rid of it, you guys, but to learn how to balance its survival-oriented instincts with a more nuanced understanding of the challenges we face today. And you guys, by doing so, what we can do is actually work to create a healthier relationship with our ego and allow it to play its evolutionary role without overshadowing our capacity for joy, connection, abundance, freedom, personal growth, and everything that you came here to experience. So, to put this into context, I have a story, you guys. About a year ago, when Kuma, my dog, was a puppy, like I'm talking, I think 6 months old, she randomly decided to jump out of the car as we were getting in. And you guys, this was at night, so it was like pitch black. And guess what? A car was coming on the street just as she had jumped out, and she almost got hit by that car. But thankfully, you guys, that car saw her and it stopped right before that could happen. Oh my gosh, like in that moment, me and my boyfriend, also Kuma's dad, were absolutely terrified. We were so scarred by that experience. And he actually started crying, you guys. I know, it was so sad because we felt that threat so deeply in our minds and hearts. And that underlying fear that came up was, oh my gosh, what if we lost her? Oh my gosh, we were this close to losing her. Oh my gosh, she was this close to getting hit by a car. What if she got hit by a car? What would we have done? Oh my gosh, what would have happened? And you know how Kuma reacted, you guys? She was scared for 1 second, and then she hopped in the car, happy as could be, and took a nap. Okay? Like, she was literally over it in 2 seconds. And I, in that moment, was honestly reflecting because I was in such awe of Kuma, who had demonstrated this remarkable ability to let go of the threat instantly. She had honestly returned to this state of like pure innocence, pure puppy joy, and normalcy immediately. Like, done. Threat over. Let's go back to our lives now. But you guys, on the other hand, me and Tristan, like we as humans, we are so freaking cognitively capable that even though in our physical reality, there is no threat whatsoever, in our minds, it's replaying a scenario over and over and over again. It's replaying the scenario of what if she got hit by a car? What if, what if, what if, what if? And that in turn triggers the emotions of pain, it triggers hurt, and it creates a physiological response in our bodies, triggering our fight or flight, even though in that very moment, nothing has happened. In that very moment, we were all safe. So you guys, I tell you guys this story because it is such a perfect example of how ego can create all these wild thoughts, these emotions and actions, even when every single thing in your current reality is safe and secure. You're not running from a predator. You're not running from the lions. You don't have to sprint 100 meters ahead of you. There is no threat, but our minds can't help but replay one. Our minds can't help but create one. And you guys might be thinking, oh my gosh, this is a bad thing. How do I stop this? Da 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 da. But you guys, what I want to point out is that this proves that our inner world holds a lot more power than most people tend to think. In fact, our ego is so capable of being delusional, it's so capable of believing something to be real, that our brains, our minds, our bodies, we don't know the difference between reality and imagined. And I'll get into this later, you guys, but this will ultimately be a very big benefit in manifestation because at the end of the day, ego is just a tool. We can use it to harm us or we can use it to help us. So friends, that in a nutshell is the ego, plain and simple, right? So now that we've talked about the ego, let's shift our focus to our higher self. This part is the easy part because our higher self is who we are at our core. It is the unfiltered essence of our being when we just tune out all of the noise that comes from the ego. Like, how I want you guys to think about it is like, think about tuning into a radio station. This might sound really retro or old school to you guys, but sometimes when you turn the dial, there's gonna be some interference, there's gonna be some static noise, and there might be some other stations that come in muddling the voice of the radio host. And this is basically what happens when the ego's thoughts, worries, and fears project over the voice of our higher self. So as the noises become overwhelming, it's so easy for us to forget that we're even tuned in to this beautiful radio station of our higher self. We start to pay more attention to the interference and we end up mistakenly believing that that is the message we should be listening to rather than the voice of our higher self. So you guys, my goal for you all is to consciously tune yourself back into the clear, into the pure voice of the higher self, the energy of the higher self. Because you guys, remember, your higher self is always with you. It's not something that you need to chase. It's not something that you need to reach for or strive to become. It's simply something you can choose to reconnect to. And what I want you to know is that you are more than capable of dialing down the volume of the ego and turning up the volume of the higher self. Because when you're in tune with the higher self, you trust in the unfolding of your life. You recognize that there's a divine plan beyond your immediate understanding. When you're in tune with your higher self, you surrender your desires, surrender your worries and fears to the universe, to God, or to Source, and you allow that greater force to guide you, knowing that it knows exactly where you are in relation to your desires. And this is where you connect with the energy of love, you connect with abundance, with freedom and joy, which are all your birthright. This is what you came here to experience. And when you're in this space, you are in so much freaking alignment with the universe. And you guys, this is where the magic happens. Okay, so what I just told you guys is a little bit about the ego and a little bit about the higher self. And with that being said, you guys are probably like, okay, but what do I do now knowing this? How do I apply this knowledge to manifest? How do I get rid of the ego? And don't worry, I got you guys. And the fun part, the really wild part, is that we actually don't need to get rid of our ego. We can still be in alignment and hold space for ego at the same time, because that is what being human is about. Ego is a social construct. Ego is the result of being human. You came here on this physical plane, on this earth, to experience what it means to be human, and that means experiencing ego as well. So like I was saying before, if our ego can create these intense, emotional, energetic responses based on these imagined scenarios that haven't even happened at all, then it can also be a very powerful tool for manifestation. And where the key lies, you guys, is in redirecting the ego's focus from fear and limitation to empowerment and possibility. Because our inner world holds so much creative potential. So by consciously guiding the ego towards our positive thoughts, towards positive beliefs, then we can influence our emotions, which then influence our behaviors and ultimately create the reality that we know. So the ego has this incredible capacity for belief, and we can use this capacity and put it to work, you guys. We're going to put our ego to work to help support our goals and desires. That's right, you guys. You are the employer. Your ego is the employee. We are about to put our egos to work right now on behalf of our desires instead of against them. So imagine this. Instead of replaying fears and doubts in your mind, we consciously directed our ego to visualize success, feel abundance, and connect with the energy of fulfillment. And this works, you guys, because by consistently feeding the ego positive and empowering thoughts and desires, we can actually shift our internal narrative, and as a result, we can shift our external experiences. In other words, our ego becomes a tool for manifestation when we recognize its tendency to shape our reality and we deliberately channel its energy towards creating the life that we desire. It's about transforming the ego from a source of perceived threats to a catalyst for positive change and intentional living towards the direction that you want to go in. So remember, you guys, the ego is not just a challenge for us that we need to overcome. It's not something that we need to get rid of. Instead, it's a very powerful tool. It's a very powerful ally on the journey of manifesting the life that you want for yourself. So with that being said, here is how I like to make the ego work in tandem with the higher self to amplify our ability to manifest. So like we covered before, the ego has these amazing survival-oriented instincts, which means that it is an expert at focusing on the immediate needs, potential threats, and tangible outcomes. On the other hand, the higher self is fantastic because it operates from a place of expanded consciousness, from intuition, and it has this connection to a broader understanding of life. It is in tune with the universal flow and our deepest, most authentic desires, and it knows, it truly knows that the universe is the source of our supply. It knows that the universe is an abundant, expansive, giving being in nature, and it knows that we are a part of that energy. So here's how they can complement each other in the manifestation process. Number one, When you're setting an intention for a desire, it's most powerful and aligned when it comes from the energy of the higher self, right? Because the higher self is more attuned to our soul's purpose. It's more attuned to our long-term fulfillment. So by aligning our intentions with the guidance of the higher self, we can set goals that resonate with our true essence and contribute to our overall well-being. And a tip for you guys that I have is, like, when you're thinking of something that you want to manifest, when you're thinking of a goal, really ask yourself, is this coming from a place of ego, or is this coming from a place of my higher self? Because I guarantee you guys, the desires that come from a place of higher self, those are going to be the ones that you feel so connected to. Those are going to be the ones where motivation just comes so easily for you to act on it, for you to go out and receive it, versus when it comes from ego, it's going to feel like a hustle. It's going to be like going against the grain. Okay, so once you have your intention from your higher self, this is where we're going to use the ego. So you have your desire in mind, it's coming from a place of love, it's coming from a place of purpose. We're gonna use the ego to now visualize that desire. Because one of the ego's strengths is that it excels at visualization, but chances are that it's mainly being used to visualize fear-based scenarios, aka what you don't want. So what would happen if you started to ask yourself what you do want? Okay, so what we're gonna do is guide the ego to visualize positive outcomes aligned with our higher self's intentions. And by doing so, we can create a powerful synergy. So I want you guys to picture your desired manifestations in vivid detail, allowing the ego to engage its capacity to be so creative, to be so imaginative. Remember, your mind doesn't know the difference between what's real and imagined. So if you give your ego this job, then it's gonna come up with like the most random, beautiful, creative visions and scenarios in which you receive the desire. And what this is going to do is shift your energy to be a match to that desire. So instead of asking yourself, what do I not want? What bad things could happen? What horrible things might that look like? Ask yourself, what do I want? What amazing things would happen if I manifested my dream partner? If I quit my job and built that business? What amazing things would I feel? What would life look like for me? And your ego is gonna get to work, because your ego loves questions. The issue is that we're probably asking ourselves the wrong questions. So once we start asking ourselves the questions that are aligned with our desires and why we are meant for our desires and why we are worthy of our desires and how amazing those desires would feel, that is where you can put the ego to work on behalf of your manifestations. Okay, so number two, another way we can use our higher self in tandem with the ego is, honestly, this part has been like the most challenging for me, yet the most important lesson that I had to learn, which is all about trust and surrender. And this is where you're gonna tune in to your higher self, because your higher self understands the interconnectedness of life. It understands the divine timing of events. Your higher self has no problems whatsoever trusting the process. However, this is where the ego tends to get triggered the most. Like, this is where the ego is like, okay, I get it. You wanna make $1 million, but how is that gonna happen? What if it doesn't? What if you waste money and time getting there? What if all these disastrous things happen as a result of you trying to go after that goal? But you guys, instead of letting the ego rule, instead of letting the ego in the driver's seat, instead of letting it hold you back, you can use this as a signal from the ego alerting the higher self what beliefs are calling to be healed, what energy is calling to be transmuted, what thoughts are calling to be transformed. Where there is a story that you're telling yourself in your life that is no longer serving you, that is no longer serving your highest good, your ego is like that little beep, 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 like the car light, the change oil or check engine light, where it's like, okay, something needs your attention. And this way, your higher self can come in and it can sit with those thoughts, it can examine these beliefs, it can look at the stories you've been telling yourself, and it can then transform them into empowering and more positive ones. So friends, at the end of the day, I want you to know that both the ego and the higher self benefit from awareness and acknowledgement. So how can you acknowledge the ego's role in receiving your manifestations? Because the problem isn't the ego. The problem is when we choose to make it the truth. The problem is when we listen to it over the voice of our higher self. The problem is when we punish ourselves and we judge ourselves for having an ego and we try and resist it. But we have to remember, what we resist persists. So if we're not willing to listen to the ego, to put it to work, to go at it face to face and see it for what it is, then it's going to keep getting louder and louder and louder. It's kind of like a crying child. If we scream at the crying child, shut up, shut up, shut up, stop talking, that's not going to help the child at all. It's just going to cry even more. So how can we sit with it? How can we let it know, hey, I appreciate the efforts here. I know you're trying to work hard on my behalf. Let's direct your energy in this way instead, because the ego wants to give. The ego wants to be in service. The issue is when we don't know how to direct their energy. We don't know how to channel the ego's energy. Okay. But when we do that, then it creates this beautiful balance between the ego and the higher self. So the good news is that you can use the ego and the higher self. You can have them work in harmony. You can create a holistic approach to manifestation using both of them, because the ego is what's going to provide you with the focused drive. It's what's going to help you take the practical steps, which are inspired by the higher self, while the higher self makes it so that your journey is one backed by the energy of purpose, intuition, and connection to the greater universal source energy. So friends, that is all I had for today's episode. Honestly, you guys, I feel like I only scratched the surface here. Like, this topic is one that you could just deep dive in for hours and hours, days and days, weeks and weeks. So don't be surprised if I do more of a follow-up on this. And friendly reminder to please fill out the survey and let me know what topics you're looking for in the future and how can I best support you through the podcast and more. So I will talk to you all next week. I'm sending you all so much love.